Hi, I'm Kat Tompkins, and you are listening to the Engage Chesterfield Podcast, a podcast about topics that affect our schools and community in Chesterfield, Virginia. We believe family and community engagement is an essential component of improving outcomes for children and youth. Our goal is to strengthen the partnership between families, teachers, schools, and the community through open dialogue. Thanks for engaging with us. In September of this school year, I walked out of Evergreen Elementary School after a fun yet challenging day. I was tired. When I got to my car, I noticed a note scrawled on the pavement in chalk. It said, "You are amazing." This gigantic smile just came over my face. I had been working with Ms. Carpenter's fifth grade class on Wii video projects, and as it turns out, they were the ones that had spread the kindness earlier in the day. They had taken sidewalk chalk and wrote notes beside cars. That simple note not only made me smile, but it energized me and it changed really my entire evening. In this day and age, kindness matters more than ever. It improves your immune system and health. It lowers the rate of depression. It makes you feel more creative. It causes our students to want to work harder. It just simply creates that feeling of emotional warmth. In my Twitter feed, I have noticed that many Chesterfield County Public School teachers have been promoting kindness this year. And some are even incorporating it into their PBL units. So that is what I decided to focus this podcast on. Project-based learning, that component of our strategic plan, and kindness, that quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. One can tell by his exuberance that Peyton Anderson loves his work. Peyton is the project-based learning training specialist for Chesterfield County Public Schools. What is project-based learning? I asked Peyton to explain it in his own words.
At the very core of project-based learning is the idea that the student is the driver of their learning, right? The teacher becomes more of a facilitator and less of that sage on the stage and starts to create opportunities of growth within the student's mind on how they're interpreting the content and then using the content to make themselves better and the world around them better.
Peyton emphasized that PBL gives students more autonomy over the direction of their work, thus making classwork more enjoyable. But the greatest reward of PBL is the connections that students and schools make with their communities and the real world.
The service learning element is huge for PBL. That's what I have been able to really glean and find from all of our work. That the moment that a school or a teacher or a grade level, whatever, with a project takes on that service learning element is when the project isn't just a project anymore. The students start to see that the impact that they can have and what they're learning by helping those in their community or even globally with some situations happening in the county.
So I asked Peyton to share a couple examples.
Yeah, so you know, the two that really come to mind is, you know, at Crestwood Elementary, they're doing some really great work. They have a year-long PBL project called Kindness Migration, and they're tying in, you know, the monarch butterfly work that they've been doing with their previous things to really worrying about those interpersonal skills with each other and helping one another and making sure that, you know, we're just good people, because that's at the core of what we need to be doing as an education system, right, is creating good people to make a better community.
All right, now what about like a middle school one that you can think of?
So middle school is doing some really great work. We had a connection in the division about helping a school in Zimbabwe. It's called the Cement School. And the school is just in need of very basic items from books to stickers to very basics. And we presented this idea to some of the teachers at Midlow Middle School, and they took it on. Now there's a really big project happening over there of students that are pen pals, helping with just connections on a really personal level and a human level. You know, there's been some video correspondences back and forth, so they're hearing
like
each other.
Like via Google Hangout? Or
so Google Hangout, and we had some individuals actually travel over there and filming for another project that they were kind of tag along and bring back a professional video short to really present to the students and say, these are the kiddos that you're helping. And that conversation, there's no language barrier because English is their language. It's awesome. So now they're selling chickens. You know, they're doing fundraisers to have chickens purchased and food purchased over there for them. They're packing up things to be sent with a local church organization that goes back and forth for mission work to kind of cut down on that cost.
So that's a community partnership.
Yeah, there's so many layers of that. It's really exciting to watch, and this is just the beginning. This year is really the beginning of something wonderful, and not only helping, you know, the kids in Zimbabwe at the school, but helping our students as well see something bigger, see something outside of Midlothian, see something outside of Chesterfield, out of, you know, Virginia, out of the United States, of people are people no matter where people come from.
Inspired by Peyton, I decided to reach out to discover more about these two projects. I started with Lindsay Porzio, the principal of Crestwood Elementary School, to find out more about the Kindness Migration, their school-wide PBL project. Mrs. Porzio and a fifth grade student, Sarah, gave me a tour of the building and shared many examples of how Crestwood students were spreading kindness and learning valuable skills through their curriculum and this initiative.
This is our kindness board where we're documenting everything. So our guiding question is, how can we as young members of our community promote and spread kindness throughout our world now? So these are the different things that we've done throughout the year.
The whole migration thing, I like that, the kindness migration, and I heard Sarah talking about that. That goes along with the monarch butterfly, right? Because that's your school symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any other PBL projects on the monarch butterfly? So what's this one in fifth grade?
At the beginning of the year, we were talking about the migration of the monarch butterflies. Mm-hmm. I would travel through Mexico, like from
mm-hmm. From Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. North America.
Yes, and then land on Mexico.
So each teacher took a part of the migration route, and their class became an expert. Mr. Early's class became an expert on Canada. What were you guys an expert on?
We were
California. So they were West Coast, and then
yes.
Another group was East Coast, and then a teacher was Mexico. And so they all became experts on each part of the migration. And then at the end, they had little passport books, and they went to each part.
The fifth graders also participated in a dance. What does this have to do with kindness, you ask? Well, there are manners and etiquette involved in a dance, and the Crestwood Crest.
We have, our motto is Live the Crest. And so each, like, C stands for caring, R respect. So when they finished, they had to write a paper on how they learned to live the crest better through dancing. And then they read those at the performance.
Yes.
So, okay, now I need to know more about the crest. The C is for
caring, R is for respectful, E is for engage, S is for safe, and T is for truthful and trustworthy.
So everything we do goes along with Live the Crest.
Then Mrs. Porzio and Sarah took me to a wall outside the main office. On this wall were many butterflies, colored and decorated by children, alongside a map highlighting Virginia, and then there was this dashed line to Puerto Rico.
We also did this, too. We had a student in second grade and his family. He has family in Puerto Rico that lost everything. So each one of these butterflies is a dollar that we raised to send to the family in Puerto Rico.
In his family, they lost everything.
Mm-hmm. So we tried to get them to, like, we started over here with Virginia. So we wanted to get $1,480-something because that's how many miles it is from Richmond to Puerto Rico.
With this fundraising activity, I could could see many opportunities for teachers at multiple grade levels to reinforce math skills, start discussions about money, learn geography and weather patterns, and of course, empathy. Our next stop was second grade to find out what they had recently done to promote kindness in the community.
We made letters to the people who were in the war.
Oh, that is very kind.
Were we sending letters to troops that were missing the holidays?
Maya, do you remember what you wrote?
So yeah. Remember that we said thank you for your service.
I actually wrote that sorry that you missed the holidays. I hope you have another one.
Oh, that's very nice because they were away from home. That's right.
And because we lose carts and we decorate the cart.
Those second grade cuties, along with the entire school, are documenting the Crestwood Kindness Migration on a bulletin board right outside of the cafeteria. Every child and every teacher in the building is involved. And along this migration route, they are engaging their families and communities by addressing issues that are important to them all. In addition, they're addressing the curriculum through this PBL project. While I was there for only a few minutes, I heard of writing prompts, math and economics activities, social studies, and geography tie-ins. All fantastic stuff.
So, you started this obviously in September. And it's going to go all the way through June.
That's the plan. I had a group of teachers who met over the summer and we planned it all out for the year.
Okay.
So, the next big thing is coming next week. One child from every class is going to be chosen to go on what we're calling the Real Kindness Migration. And we're going to the police department, the state police, the fire department, and the first responders, like all the first responders that are in our neighborhood. We're making them baskets. We did this last year, remember, Sarah?
Yes, I did.
Yes, Sarah did remember that project from last year. Yet another benefit of project-based learning, improved learning. After completing a project, students understand content more deeply, and they tend to retain it longer than material delivered through traditional instruction. My next stop was Midlothian Middle School, and Mrs. Byers' 8th grade class.
Ms. Byers, can you tell me what is the driving question for this PBL you've been working on?
Yes, what is philanthropy and what is my role in it?
I sat down with students Alex, Mackenzie, and Avery to learn more about the PBL philanthropy project they were doing involved around a school in Zimbabwe. What I found out was that they actually started working to raise money for nonprofit organizations earlier this year after a visit to Maymont Park. They wanted to make a donation to support this local treasure, so they came up with a plan.
All the 8th graders went to Maymont
for a field trip.
And we had certain groups and we picked where we wanted to go. And so we went there and like wrote facts on it when we got back to school. And then we had our table, we would have groups, and we got in groups and like we made games for a dance that would raise money for Maymont.
Oh, very nice. So did Maymont know that you all were doing this for them?
Yeah.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And we raised $1,000 for them just for like from the dance and like the games.
Can you give me an example of one of the games you created?
A haunted house game. They had that. And you would give them a ticket, and then you would go in. Because there's a house there.
Like a Dooley Mansion.
Yeah, and then they thought it was creepy, so they made it a haunted house. Because it was a Halloween dance, so.
Well, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Any other game you remember?
I think my group made some pin on the tail on the donkey type thing.
So for the animals. For,
makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. I used to go to Maymont, yeah. What was the next project that came up?
So the next one was Zimbabwe and creating calendars to raise money for the Kindles for them.
Avery, Kenzie, and Alex explained to me that Autumn Neighbors, coordinator of teaching and learning, had come to Midlothian Middle and shared her experiences of visiting the cement school in Zimbabwe in the summer of 2017. Dr. Neighbors ignited the 8th graders at Midlow Middle with a video documentary. Teachers and students then started a pen pal program, exchanging letters with the students in Zimbabwe. And then the philanthropic element of fundraising was sparked. 8th graders at Midlow decided to sell calendars featuring local service providers like the fire department and the police department. I asked Mrs. Byers to share a little bit more about the students' accomplishments.
We've raised $1,350 just from calendar sales, but that doesn't include the candy grams that the 6th and 7th grade classes have been selling, as well as the business solicitations that the 7th graders have been writing letters for.
Wow, that's excellent. So are you going to donate the money straight to the cement school so they can purchase what they need, or do you have specific items in mind that you all are going to send to the cement school?
The 8th grade is sort of funding their technology initiatives at the school. They want to, you know, get their kids exposed to a little bit more technology than they have there. So we're donating Kindles, and we'll load those up with educational books and apps before they go. And then the 6th grade and 7th grade are donating to specific causes for the cement school too. So 7th grade, for instance, is using their money to provide more chickens and peanut butter making equipment, because they actually make the peanut butter there, to forward their lunch program.
At the end of my interview, I asked the students what they learned from this project-based learning experience. The student responses were powerful.
Can you tell me, Alex, what have you learned from this unit?
Well, I've basically learned how nonprofits kind of work, because how they use for, like, good causes, because most of the time they don't get, like, money. They're not selling anything. They're just making all the money by donators and stuff, and have, like, usually use it for a good cause.
Excellent. And how about you, Mackenzie? What have you learned from this PBL unit?
So I've learned that when you're working by yourself, it's going to be harder to contribute to other people, but when you're collaborating with other people, just working together, you can make a really big difference in when helping people.
Excellent. And finally, how about you? What did you learn from this PBL unit?
I've learned that you can have empathy for other people and help them out, and that makes you feel good, and you're still making a difference while you're making yourself feel good.
Excellent. Well, you all, thank you so much for your time today. You all definitely made a difference for some people.
Avery's realization that empathy is valuable at multiple levels is inspiring. We can transform individual lives for the better and bring about positive social change in our schools, communities, and worldwide with acts of kindness and empathy. I appreciate the efforts of teachers and administrators like those at Crestwood and Midlothian Middle that are weaving this into their curriculum and driving questions. For those of you that don't know, a driving question is an open-ended question that sets the stage for a project by creating interest and curiosity. If your driving question is powerful, you can set the stage for learning at many levels. For instance, Sarah, the 5th grader who I interviewed at Crestwood, she is starting a kindness club on her own initiative and supported by her principal. She proposed a plan to help classmates that need a friend. She created a form for kids to fill out if they need a friend, and then the students placed the friend request in a construction paper-covered colorful box in the office. Sarah is the leader of a small group of 5th graders who will read the request and act on them. They will sit with a lonely classmate at lunch, play with a new kid on the playground, or read with a student who is having a bad day. Crestwood's driving question: how, as young members of our community, can you promote and spread kindness throughout our world now? Inspired this club for kids, created by kids. If you would like to learn more about project-based learning, check out the Engage Chesterfield video interview with Peyton Anderson, our project-based learning specialist. Also, Follow the Office of Family and Community Engagement on Facebook and on Twitter at CCPS Phase 1. I hope you are inspired to show some kindness today. I'm going to leave you with Midlothian Middle School 8th grader Amari reading a letter from her pen pal at the cement school and her response to him. These children are making amazing connections through service learning. Thank you for listening.
Dear Amari Humphrey, I am a boy named Farai. I live at Harvest Family Village. I like to tell about my life. I learn at Cement Junior School. I am in grade 3. I am a boy aged 8 years old. In my house, we have 5 rooms and 3 bathrooms. But as our culture, we also have a hut. At school, I play 2 sports. I am a good rapper and I am a good soccer player. I live with my mother, 2 sisters, and brothers. During my hobby, I like to play with my car. In my family, we celebrate Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. Thanks for reading, and I will wait for another letter from you. I wish you to pass your exams. Sincerely, Farai, lots of love, XXXX. Dear Farai, hi, it's Amari Humphrey. Your note back to me was so adorable. However, your handwriting looks really grown as a 3rd grader at 8 years old. Very nice handwriting. In my home, we have 3 rooms, 2 bathrooms, and a large backyard. So you like soccer, huh? Our school is pretty big on boys' soccer. My friend wants to know about your football team at Cement Junior School. You sound very creative. I love it. I just had a birthday in September. I am 13 years old now. I hope you're ready for Christmas. Thanks for all the luck on my exams. I really needed it. I'm going to high school next year, and I'm so nervous. Remember this for me. No matter how far you go, the more things you learn, be ready for the new things because new journeys are the keys to it all. Keep it in mind. You are a wonderful young kid, but just always focus on the past or you'll miss the future. Plus, I saw the videos of the kids dancing. You guys are really talented, and the energy you give with it is amazing. I enjoyed sending you letters. I hope you send one back to me. Merry Christmas, Amari Humphrey, 2017.